Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark's name has surfaced in reports in the national media that the White House may be interested in hiring him as an assistant secretary with the Department of Homeland Security. Here in Milwaukee this week, an inquest will resume into whether the DA should charge anyone in the sheriff's department for the death of Terrell Thomas. He died of dehydration while in custody at the county jail. Staff had turned off his water because he was acting out. Thomas was bipolar. UWM criminal justice professor Stan Stojkovic says it's unlikely the sheriff will face criminal charges, but ultimately he is responsible for the well-being of inmates in the county jail. Thomas's death was one of four in less than a year's time.
Well, what you have is a situation in Milwaukee County where four people have died in custody deaths in the last year to 18 months. This raises to some questions about, well, what's happening in the jail? I mean, just as a layperson, you want to know that your jail is not being a place where individuals are just dying. And if they're dying, why are they dying? And so one has to ask questions about, well, how are they running the jail? What's happening there? Most importantly, what are the specifics associated with each case? And is there some theme that sort of cuts through them? For example, is it employee poor training? Is it an issue of just being too crowded, overcrowded? Is it an issue of management and or supervision of staff? All these things have to be asked, and I think a reasonable person would ask them if you had this many deaths occur within that kind of time period. So there's smoke there, it seems to me, and we have to investigate, and I think what's happening with the district attorney's office is they're going through an investigative process to determine, was there any criminal wrongdoing? But then again, there may be some other implications for civil wrongdoing and civil liability down the road.
You said that it's very unlikely that the sheriff himself would face any kind of criminal charges, but he still may be held accountable in some other fashion because the buck stops with him.
Yeah, that's correct. And the ultimate decision is at the ballot box by the citizenry. Their assessment of his performance, and he's been sheriff a number of years, and they've voted him in. His elections have been fairly close, but the fact of the matter is that's the ultimate assessment. But at another level, if there is some gross negligence or some deliberate indifference toward the needs of people who are incarcerated in the jail, the sheriff is responsible under federal law and or state law. And as a result, there has to be accountability in that regard. So there may be multiple levels of accountability here. One is at the ballot box. One is potentially in civil court where, his performance will then ultimately be assessed rightly or wrongly based on the facts of the case. So we'll have to wait and see on this.
Some people might have some concerns about the sheriff, given the fact that he spends time doing things like campaigning for other officials. Meanwhile, he's silent about this topic.
Yeah, and I think that as a citizen of Milwaukee County, you have to ask the question, what are we getting for in this sheriff? Are we getting our money's worth? Is he really doing what a sheriff's supposed to do? There are very few things that are mandated by the state constitution, but one of them that's very clear that's left to the sheriff, and the liability cannot be, sold or transferred or given to someone else, is running the jail. That's one of his primary responsibilities as an elected official, as an elected sheriff. This is where 90% of the lawsuits in jails, sheriff's departments come from, is jails. Yet most of their resources are put on the road because they obviously do road work as well. They patrol the highways and thoroughfares and things like this within a particular county. But the sheriff can't shirk this responsibility. He has to take some responsibility at some level for this, and we'll see how that plays out.